What's up, everybody? It's your boy Razor. You're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna. Get ready to see the vision.
Everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today I am pumped for today's interview because I got hip-hop artist and my friend from the hard streets of Syracuse, New York, bringing you a killer beat, my bud, Razor. Razor, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's up, Jim? How you doing?
Razor, I want to thank you so much, man, for taking your time and giving me a call. You know, I want to thank my friend Lynn Carulli for introducing me to you, both being from Syracuse, New York. And I says, I got to have him on my show, man, because this guy right here has got what it takes.
I appreciate that, man. No problem, man. Glad to be on your show. And again, shout out Lynn Carulli. I appreciate the hookup. You know, SoundCloud, YouTube, Razor, Streets of Tech. I'm here to give you the spill.
Razor, what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and turn the floor over to you. Why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about yourself and what's going on with Razor?
Well, I'm from the streets of Syracuse, New York, born and raised. I started music a long time ago. I stayed about 8 years old. I ended up with my own studio around 19. So I produced my own music. I had a few artists. Things didn't work out well. I had a few journeys and trips down to New York City. Five studios doing my thing. I've been airing on iHeartRadio. I've been doing a few private shows for colleges, things like that.
You started out at a very young age.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, man. What do you think is one of your greatest motivations, man, when it comes to songwriting?
Well, when it comes to songwriting, my greatest motivation is the fact that people don't believe. And my thing is, I plan to make them believe. I have guidance in my music. I know my music stands up. My biggest motivation is the hate, the jealousy, the deceit. So that's my thing.
You're being, you're expressing yourself in a fashion is the hate of the industry, not necessarily you being a hateful person.
No, not me. I'm talking about society itself and maybe even your loved ones. Everybody don't believe in music. Some people think it's just notes and words. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that it has a future in it or it does have a past that stands out. So it's a lot of secrets behind this thing right here, man. And I plan to draw them out.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to play several tracks on this show. And the first track that I would really like to talk about is a song called For Everybody. Why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about that song?
Well, that song is just any random chick or any chick that you walk up and beat, and she's just for everybody. It's not your cup of tea. No matter how you try to put it together, two and two don't make four in this situation. So it's just a bad equation, you know what I'm saying? And I plan on guiding people through that and showing people that all women are good. I'm not saying all women are bad, but I've been through some things, man. So that's what that song is all about.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear For Everybody with Razor on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
I don't want that girl. No, I don't want that girl.
On your team, I ain't touching it. Why you lying to your friends? You ain't see the dick. I'm on some bitch get lost shit. I'm dead wrong. All these hoes 730 like it's Vietnam. You can't get these hoes a hand cause they want your arm. Your girl's stupid so I kill her with charm. And I never was a sucker, no shape or form. I'm a cool type nigga so I play along. But she for everybody, so she done seen it all. Bitches pussy be on fire but they fucking raw. Little trick was a bird so I shook her off. So when she asked for the dick I said the penis gone. Cause you broke ass bitches do the penis wrong. How you start with a king, now you suckin' paws. For real,
see, I don't want that girl, she
girl, she for everybody. Heard the word around town, she for everybody. See, I don't want that girl. No, I don't want that girl.
Nobody really want the chick, that's why she with a loser. Use a bird, let a sucker skeet up in your cooter. Forehead full of shit like the mark of Buddha. My old heads ain't shit, they still do it. I be knowing about you hoes, I'm a street mover. Everybody had a turn, so I keep it moving. Keep it moving when you see me, ain't know how you doing. Shit is crazy in the hood, but I'm still grooving. Things happen every day, but I'm still cooling. I'm speaking English, baby girl, so it's all fluent. You can't walk a straight line, call it congruent. You can tell them what you want, but I've been knew it. Wear a rubber when you slide, cause she been through it. You can walk a straight line, call it congruent. You can tell them what you want, but I've been knew it. Wear a rubber when you slide, cause she been through it.
See, I don't want that girl, she for everybody. Heard the word around town, she for everybody. See, I don't want that girl. No, I don't want that girl. See, I don't want that girl, she for everybody. Heard the word around town, she for everybody. See, I don't want that girl. No, I don't want that girl.
Shorty, I don't want that girl. No way. Shorty,
heard the word around town, she for everybody.
Shorty,
I don't want that girl.
No me.
No, I don't want that girl.
Shorty,
I don't want that girl. No
me. Shorty,
heard the word around town, she for everybody.
Shorty, I think she
know me. No, I don't want that girl.
She know me. Shorty think she know me. Shorty think she know me.
All right. Welcome back. We are with my man, Razor. And Razor, you know what? It just hit me, man. How in the world did you get your name, your street name?
Well, in the streets, you get nicknames, man. And my first name is Ramon. So there was a wrestler called Razor Ramon, and people in the hood started calling me that. It was Razor Stan. Razor sharper than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Razor, where do you see yourself in the next, let's say, 5 years, man?
Somewhere in the White House, man, eating lobster steak.
You definitely got the vision.
Definitely got the vision, man. Definitely could see myself there and a couple good people with me, man.
You also own, is it your own studio or label? I wasn't really clear on that.
That's my own label right there.
What made you decide to start your own label?
Well, you know, I really can't see myself waiting on nobody else to make decisions for me. And I feel like I see myself as an entrepreneur, a businessman. So I can make the opportunity for somebody else. And I know that it's going to be legit. And going through these other people right now, man, like, the industry is crazy. Even the indie chats are crazy. So I just try to make sure I know what I'm doing for myself right now, so that if I decide to give somebody directions, I'm giving them the right one instead of the wrong directions. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what? When you sit down with your boys, who are some of your greatest influences when it comes to writing music?
Are you talking about mainstream or just...
Well, just whatever comes to your heart, man. I mean, you know, like, who do you look up to as artists?
I see a lot of great artists. I see a lot of great talent in the music industry, but everything sounds the same. So, like, I can't really say as of right now, but coming up, I see people that mainstream who I look at. Like, to be honest with you, like, everybody else in this game right now, it's a competition, man. It's a battle to even look at somebody else to be like that. Like, you want to step behind. So, like, I don't get inspired by these new rappers, man. You don't have a message. So it's like, what am I listening to?
I can remember going back and listening to, you know, Snoop Dogg and, you know, actually, I go back a little farther because, you know, I'm 50 years old, man. So, you know, I was kind of like the Run DMC kind of people, LL Cool J. You'll probably laugh when I'm going to say this, but, you know, like Salt and Pepper kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was the shit.
That was real hip-hop that you're talking about right there. Life come with so much. So, like, if I can only get on the track and speak about the same thing in other words on the same nom, I'm just cool, man. Like, I can't stay on the same page. I like to move around, expand my horizon, man. Like, I got talent, man.
You definitely got talent, bro. I'm going to tell you why, man, because, you know, you made a statement just a minute ago. You know, you said you didn't want to be like anybody else. You know, you want to pave your own way. And, you know, when I hear these tracks, I hear a flavor, a different flavor in every song. You know, you might pick up the tempo a little bit. You know, you might get a little, you know, wound up a little bit. You might mellow back, like, you know, you're smoking a joint or something. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's just your style is extremely versatile. You know, you can go from one spectrum. You can be rowdy as hell or you can be mellow yellow. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I like that because, you know, so many people put on this fake bullshit persona that they've got to be a certain way. But what I like about Razor is that Razor's just being Razor. Let me ask you this question, man. Why do they call you The Voice?
They call me The Voice, man, because I speak what I feel.
Hey, Razor, the next track I want to go into is another amazing track. It's called Another Cup, but there's some other players on this song. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's my brother Polo, man. Polo City, man. Out of Syracuse, New York. It's like a brother to me, man. We grew up, man. Pampers, just babies. You know what I'm saying? Official artist. He's been doing this as long as me. He's been in talent shows growing up in middle school and all of that, man. So, like, I've been in Chicago and out of state in Kansas and even down in North Carolina. So I happened to go back and meet up with him. So when we got up, we got the beat. And we did the song. It took us about 10 minutes, and we came up with the hit. The Club Banger. Everybody loving it right now.
I think it's a great tune, and we're going to go ahead and let the listeners hear it right now, man. This one here is Another Cup on Par Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Slipping and falling, I can't get up. Ain't even know a nigga drunk, I need a cup. Slipping, you slipping, who said it was enough? Ain't even know a nigga drunk,
nigga?
I need a cup. Slipping and falling, I can't get up. Ain't even know a nigga drunk, I need a cup. Sippin', you sippin', who said it was enough? And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup.
You don't know the price of a key, so how you got the bag? The realest thing you ever did was make a nigga mad.
Heavy work move by the minute.
We call it easy cash. I need a million on the table, I don't want the jack. And you ain't never been the winner, so you hate the past. Fuck shorty in the club with a nasty ass. And when I see her, I don't speak, cause the pussy trash. And I don't even know her name, so I had a blast. And I ain't slipping cause I'm bent, nigga, never that. You let him take your whole chain, you ain't fired back. You wearing wise, pussy, tell him that. The wise man play the fool when he got the facts. Way spinning shades on, I don't need to ask. If it's cooked, I don't want it, bring the powder back. Shit stinking through the bag, that's the power pack. Pass the bottle, crush it up, where the bitches at?
I'm slipping and falling, I can't get up. And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup. I'm sipping, you sipping, who said it was enough? And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup.
Yeah.
I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup.
I need a cup, nigga.
I'm sipping, you sipping, who said it was enough? And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup.
Niggas live their whole life and never leave the town. Niggas talking about work, never seen a pound. See a nigga one day and then he dead and gone. Hold your head to all my niggas that ain't coming home. These streets is cold, that's why I keep the heater on me. I'm so hot, you would think I had a fever, homie. I earned my stripes and I ain't never wore Adidas, homie. And now my ex wishing that she never cheated on me. I was dead broke, but I'm up now. The whole world against me, I feel like Trump now. But I'm gonna beat the odds, watch how I play my cards. I went from counting in jail to living like a star. Now I'm not fucking dope. Do what I wanna do. Fuck what a nigga think. Who the fuck are you? Do whatever to get it. Always reppin' my city. She said she love me. I said tattoo my name on your titties.
I'm slipping and falling, I can't get up. And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup. I'm sipping, you sipping, who said it was enough? And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup. I'm slipping and falling, I can't get up. And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup. I'm sipping, you sipping, who said it was enough? And even though a nigga drunk, I need a cup.
We'll be right back.
All right, again, we are back with Z-Man Razor. And Razor, you know, it's kind of funny, man, you know, because the way you explain the song, you know, working with your partner like that, it's really awesome to hear, you know, you give shout outs to your boys, because there's a lot of people in this industry today that are so selfish and so egotistical, man, and they think it's all about them, and they forget about the people that supported them, that sat there up all night long writing rhymes, you know, running software, you know, doing work. I respect you, you know, for talking about your people like that. That's good stuff, man.
In the streets in Syracuse, man, to give credit is survival, man. So you might want to give credit where it's due. And sometimes you might lose your life for discrediting somebody's name. So, like, it's a two-way street in this game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Razor, I want to ask you a really kind of a deep question, man. So has there ever been a point in your life where you just lost the interest in making music? If so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
Nah, I've never lost the feeling for music, man. Like, I be with my family out on vacation way across state. I be in the car with my boys. I be doing anything in the world, but I'm going to make time to write music. I'm going to do my two-verse exercise. I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to come up with some beats. Like, that's all I do. I make music every day. I record every day if I could. Right now, I'm out of state, so I don't have access like I should. That superstar access, that's what I need right now. If I get that, I'm lit. So, nah, I can say no. Nah, there's never been a time like that for me. Man, I'm sorry. Not me. I can't speak for nobody else, because I see that in a lot of people. And that's another thing that motivates me, man, the fact that people give up and the fact that people don't believe in themselves. Like, I'm not one of those people, man. I feel like I'm the jack of all trades. I can do anything and everything and anything I want to do when I want to do it.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, bro, is that, you know, if you got it, you got it.
There's a lot of methods and there's a lot of ways you can attack this type of situation. It's like a spider leg game, man. Like, a spider can walk. You can pull a spider leg off, he can still move. He got seven more legs. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
It's just like a spider game, man. We just gonna play the spider on that. I don't really see myself falling off, or I don't really see myself quitting. And listen, whether or not I make it to the top, I'm gonna be 75 years old, still recording, still in the booth, like real talk, taking my dentures out, man. That's how loyal I am to this game.
That's cool.
There is no turn off button for me, man. There is no turn off button. So, nah, I don't. There's never been a point. I don't see that point coming unless they knock my power out.
Right on, man. So, nah. What do you think? Is there any plans for like an upcoming CD or?
Yeah, actually, man, I got this EP coming up called Feed the Wolves. I'm working on that. I got a lot of great tracks on there. I got a couple singles I want to release, a couple remixes I'm doing, I got this little bit track I'm working on, the remake from 50 Cent. I'm working on that Busta Rhymes, put your hands where your eyes can see beat. I just ripped that on the freestyle. I just did my thing on that. I got this little DMX on remake I'm working on, and this 112 as well, because you know I got the vocals too, man. Like, that's the voice, man. You know, I can sing too. Like, I don't just rap. Like, even though I'm hardcore street, I still sing a chick out of pen. Don't get it quick.
I like that. That's a really good analogy, man. What I like about you, Razor, is that I can see that you are absolutely driven to do what you were born to do. That you're following your heart, man. And, you know, like you just said, man, or a little bit, you know, a while ago, you know, people quit, whatever, you know. And you know, this is such a hard business. Whether you know, it's rap, hip hop, heavy metal, it doesn't matter, man. It's we both know that there's some crooked shit that goes down in this industry, and it's sad.
It's shady shit, but like, most of the stuff is the media play, he say, she say. But like, listen, man, like, I don't really care about how crazy it is. I just know what I'm doing it for, and I'm just trying to do that. So like, my thing is to not worry about all of that, because that shit that we hear, the negative shit, that's the basic. But we need to learn what we don't know. And even in life, what you don't know is what you need to learn. Like, you like, what you know is what you know. Like, you know the sky is fucking blue. Like, that's what we know. Like you know what I'm saying? Well, why, though? Like, don't nobody ever ask that question. Like, why is the sky not purple? Why is it not green? Why is money green? Like, people don't, like, find out what you don't know. So, like, that's my thing. We know the industry is crazy, but we don't know what it could really do for you. Because I see people still in the industry, standing strong. You got your 50 Cent, your Busta Rhymes, you got your Jay-Z's. You can say what you want, like, but they still around. You know what I'm saying? And they look good. Like, 50, I respect these, man. He got the little power in the star shit going on. That right there is a hat-off situation. So, like, I don't know. Like, my motivation is different, so I see things differently. Like I said, it's a two-way street. I don't just listen, man. I look, too. So, like...
Do you listen to any other genres of music? I mean, rock and roll or anything like what you do, you know, the hip-hop, rap kind of genre?
You know, actually, like, I was just working on this country song with this kid, man. But he, I don't know what happened to him. So he disappeared, but he played the guitar. So I was working on some country music with him. I had this crazy hook for it. So I do any kind of music, man. Somebody playing a rock and roll band, I love music, man. I just don't disrespect the Lord and try to rap gospel. I think that's real disrespectful. That people use the Lord's name to rap, and that's crazy to me. But it's cool. Like, that's none of my business. That's the only thing I won't do. But yeah, I listen to everything else, man. I do. I love music, period. That's just my thing. I love music. So, like, I'm going to listen to it.
I just realized something, man, that yesterday was your birthday. And I just want to say happy birthday, my friend.
Another year to add to the book.
Many more to you, my friend. Let me ask you this, brother. As far as social media goes, do you think it has really helped or hurt the industry? And what I mean by that is this. Like, for example, digital downloads versus purchasing CDs. You know,
I think what you're saying, yeah, that's, I think that shit is bad, bro. Like, that shit's fucking up the real rap. Like, that's, you can't even tell what's real hip-hop because people don't even know who the hell they signed it, man. Like, they listen to people get a million views and all this bullshit, but he's speaking bullshit. He's not even genuine. Like, I'm getting tired of that, man, because it makes it hard for the real people out here, man, that really rap and really got something to say that could save somebody's life or prevent something from happening because they got that vision or visionary. Like, yo, man, it gets spooky if you listening to that bullshit, man. Man, listen, I be getting upset sometimes. I be ready to hurt somebody. I be like, hold on. Like, is that, yeah, get you up off your seat. I be ready to beat a nigga ass. You got to slow yourself down. And that's why I write the way that I do. Like, yeah, I am a very aggressive person. Like, I can say that. I can be honest. Like, I am very aggressive. But I have manners. I'm polite. You got to push me to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. So, like, I don't.
Hey, the next track I want to talk about is probably one of my favorite tracks that I have heard, and the name of the song is called Little Bit. How about you give us some history on that track?
Well, that track is just about me admiring 50 for the song that he did a long time ago and his position and who he is now. Like, just basically a salute and taking my hat off, so I remade the song. I hear a lot of remakes and old school songs and people remaking different other songs, and I haven't heard one for 50 yet. So I figured I'd be the first one to do that.
Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Little Bit with Razor on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up.
No pressure. Razor. No pressure. No pressure. Razor music. Music. You already know what it is. What it is. Yeah, crazy, huh? All a nigga really need is a little bit. Set him by the lady crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Set him by the lady crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. I ain't paying for the water, who you thought I was? Tricks paying for the twat, let me call him up. Ain't no looking for the fire, man, it's all a dud. And when you lying about nothing, I'ma pull your guard. And your baby father whack, tell her spin the yard. I be curving on sight, man, I swear to God. Your side chick on the side said she with the job. Put her on that payroll, that's a bigger problem. Only speak about the money if you really got it. Pussy nigga flashing money like they won't rob her. I'ma pull up in that Batman with the Robin. I only got 5 minutes, girl, keep the slobbing. Your man sitting at the crib, how you say he mobbing? But I don't wanna hear nothing, keep your head popping. I don't care about a thing, cause I've been popping. I don't care about a thing, cause I've been popping.
All a nigga really need is a little bit. Set him by the lady crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Set him by the lady crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit.
Talking crazy on the phone, I'ma cut you off. I got the sauce from the Lord, I ain't showing off. Thick chick, pretty face, said she with the cause. Your man sweet, and I could tell he really soft. Tell me lies, cause they'd rather see me lost. And the pain in the water always come to shore. Start thinking about the rich if you try to port. Street king making moves out in Singapore. And shorty looking for a ticket, tell her all aboard. The right girl ain't moving, so we move the boy. Stay talking about a job, but you unemployed. Girl, you burnt the whole bridge, guess I ain't your boy. And I ain't really one hit, but you paid for it. Y2C in the club, get your raise on. Lips moving, but you don't even know the song. And girl, you try to be slick, so I did you wrong.
Really need is a little bit. Said I'm about to leave the crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Said I'm about to leave the crib in a little bit. I might like ya, just a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit.
Welcome back. We are with Razor, Syracuse's finest, man. Let me ask you this, brother. How is it for you, being a family man, affect what your dream is as far as the music? How do you work that in with your family life and your career?
My family understand that music is my passion. Music is the way, but like, we work around that. It doesn't affect my family at all. Like, we don't lose time. We don't lose sleep. We come up with a jitters. Like, I don't know. Like, we don't live like normal people. Because we're not normal people. Like, me and Mars, like, we just move different. We got that militant understanding lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. You got your weak points. You got your bad days. Most bad days. But we ain't going to speak about that right now. Because, you know, like, we work around that, and the studio is not one of those bad days at bad times. So the studio is definitely the way. They believe in me. I believe in myself, and the studio believes in me. Like, whatever microphone's in front of me, that believes you believe in me. So, like, with that being said, it doesn't affect the family at all. Like, the only thing that affects the family is the fact when they know that you got the talent to be at the top, and we don't see the results. That's the only defect. There is no effect.
So, in other words, your family is just, they're very understanding, very compassionate, and just in total acceptance in what you do.
I love my family. I love all my close friends. I love all my supporters. And I love all the fans I don't know yet. Like, because that's the fan. So, nah, it doesn't affect anybody in a negative manner, no. And when that time comes, like, those blessings will bounce upon people that they won't even be able to explain, like, where it's coming from.
Right, but right.
We got to get there first, you know? We got to get there first. And I plan to be there soon, fast. Like, I'm trying to do these shows. I'm trying to do anything possible besides do the weird stuff that people be talking about. Like, I don't know about all that, but, like, that's what I'm not trying to do. So
next track I want to talk about, brothers, called Southside. How about some history?
Southside. Yeah, man, from the south side, man. I'm officially from the south side, man. I'm not going to name no streets and no corners and no warehouses, none of that. So, like, but I'm from the south side where it get, like, it's every man for himself, man. I'm talking about it's the jungle. Like, as soon as you come to Syracuse, you get off that exit right there, man, it's the jungle. Like, even, like, no disrespect, but even by the college, it's the jungle. Even people who come to SU, like, they become aggressive. So, like, the south side is the south side, and I'm letting people know, like, just a little bit. Just giving them a sample of what it is in that song like that. So that's what that is.
Well, you know, you know what? I ain't afraid to say it, man, because I don't live there. I ain't no part of that no more. But, man, I was from the south side. I was originally born down there, and I was born on the corner of Elmhurst and Randall, man. I don't know if you know where that's at, but down on
okay.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Couple,
shut up. On the south side, my friend. I know. All right, well, here it is, man. South side with Razor. Crank It Up on Power Rock Podcast.
No, that is not a fruit from my country. I will slap your face.
I swear.
If you don't know, now you know.
Different color with the thread.
Razor music.
Different color whips of the crib, call it Fruit Loops. Young niggas getting clapped, that was child abuse. Bitch, you keep getting curved, cause I'm tired of you. You got a job, I be trapping, so I'm proud of you. I'm at the plug over dinner up in Honolulu. And all my wolves want beef, so I send them through. A bunch of birds in the attic, that's a pigeon coop. You side bitches being loyal, that's your money too. Little bitch, I ain't your man or your bookie boy. I got a bullet for you rats playing peekaboo. Put a nigga face in the car, thought it was Pikachu. Baby mama walked in the club, thought it was Pikachu.
Street nigga from the south side. Catch a nigga slipping at the stop sign. These are the rules that we go by. When you speak about a nigga from the south side. Street nigga from the south side. Catch a nigga slipping at the stop sign. These are the rules that we go by. When you speak about a nigga from the south side. Street nigga from the south side. I catch a nigga slipping at the stop sign. These are the rules that we go by. When you speak about a nigga from the south side.
Street nigga from the south side, talk about it. It's every man for himself, ain't no plug around it. Told your bitch, good dick, I had a pussy pounding. She tried to hit me with a giggle like a nigga clowning. Ain't no rules down the way, everybody wildin'. Man, you can't be getting paper off a couple onions. Nigga said he was a goon, so I sent the goblin. You be sitting at the crib, you ain't fucking mobbin'. Or I speak about the power, cause I really got it. I put the hammer to your egg and squeeze and fry your omelet. Quick jabs to the stomach, make a nigga vomit. Shots fired in the back like a beat knocking. Heard your man talking crazy, that's another coffin. First nigga in the town with a liquor fountain. You ain't gotta tell the truth, you niggas lying about it. Man, your barrel's looking clean, you ain't shooting out.
All right, Razor, man, listen, we're going to go ahead and close this show out, brother. And I want to ask you one more question. And the question is this. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
Remember me by what I stand by and what I say, man. Like, in life don't come with the structures we create them, man. So just remember me for being real. That's all.
That's a great answer, brother, and I appreciate that. Razor, we're going to go ahead and close this show out. And once again, I truly want to thank you taking your time and giving me a call, brother. And I want to say something to you, man. I sincerely wish you the greatest success in all the world. Man, you know, hands down, man, you got what it takes to take this industry by storm, grab it by the fucking horns, and I'm going to tell you, man, I believe in you, believe in yourself. And I expect big things from Razor, so don't let me down.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you inviting me to the show. Shout out Lance Cerulli. And likewise on the success, man. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Well, there you have it. An interview with Razor. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to close this show out with one more tune. This one here is called Killer. Peace.
Razor. Reap what you sow. But of course you knew that already. Yeah.
You ain't no killer if you're telling on your brethren. You ain't a killer when you're telling on your cousin. You ain't a killer.
No killer.
I know them killers.
I know.
You ain't a killer if you're telling on your cousin. You ain't a killer if you're telling on your brethren. You ain't a killer.
payroll. The money be long as the railroad. The people, they do what I say so. Como se llama, I get though. They know that I'm all about peso. I married the money, I'm faithful. You dreaming, I made it a fact though. Them killers, they run in my circle. It's more on my niggas will hurt you. The liquid I'm drinking is purple. Moving around on you foo-foos. My hitters will give you a curfew. I keep them in line cause I got to. He busting the tech from the sunroof. Never could put me in check. My nigga, I do what I want to.
You ain't no killer if you're telling on your brother, Dre. You ain't a killer when you're telling on your cousin. You ain't a killer.
No killer.
I know no killers.
I know.
You ain't a killer if you're telling on your cousin. You ain't a killer if you're telling on your brother, Dre. You ain't a killer when you're telling on your cousin. You ain't no killer.
No killer.
Bundles. My niggas be touching that dog food. Kicking the door at your spot. My shooters around, I'ma show you. Try to shoot dirt in my name. Now nigga, I feel like I owe you. My niggas is killers, I told you. My niggas is killers, I told you.
You ain't no killer.
Cousin.